It's easy to think that it's the horse who does most of the work in competitive jumping, but all you've got to do is get up close, really close, to figure out that getting a horse over a chest-high rail covered with artificial flowers is all about the rider.
Well done. Good. Loop around to the blue.
And this rider, the one who just sailed nearly 4 feet in the air, is impressive, not only because of what she's doing, but because of who she is. Can you just say your name for me and how old you are?
I'm Elise Lesko, and I'm 10 years old.
And how long have you been jumping?
As long as I can remember.
Well, she already has a laundry list of shows that she hopes to qualify for in the future. So she definitely has her goals.
Self-professed goals? Like she makes
yes.
them herself?
Yep.
That's Elise's mom, Stephanie. We're watching her daughter take a jumping lesson at Vanguard Stables in Bow.
A lot of kids her age are still doing short stirrup, which is the 18-inch jumps. And it just, you know, it depends on how often they come out to ride. You know, the kids who come out once a week don't have quite the same comfort level on the horse that someone who rides more often. And Elise is usually here twice or three times a week during the school year, more in the summertime. She comes out sometimes to muck stalls just to be around the horses, to smell them, to hear them.
Elise's pony is named Snitch. He's pretty much what you imagine when you think of a pony. He's brown with white socks and a wide white stripe on his face. But don't let his briar pony looks fool you. He's a lot of horse. And he's pushed her hard, as her riding instructor, Catherine Dow, explains.
This pony has thrown everything at her. He couldn't stay on the right lead. He would fly changes whenever he felt like it. He was a dirty stopper. He threw everything in the books at this kid, and she pushed through it, pushed him through it, made him do it, and took control of her riding and took control of the pony.
Catherine invites me into the ring to watch that control up close. A little too close.
Yeah, if you stand like right here, you should be in a good spot.
I won't get run over?
Nah, you'll be good right there. So Elise's goal when I first met her was to jump 3 feet by 2013.
No, by
2013, you wanted to do 3 feet. So what did we do?
It was like one of the last things.
What she did was jump 3 feet in the last week of 2011. Now, just a few months after crushing that goal, Elise is jumping as high as 3 feet 6 inches, the size of the jump behind which I just happened to be crouching. The 10-year-old steers Snitch my way. I swear the pony's looking right at me, but Elise is fully in control, and just in time she pulls his head a bit to the left and leans up in her seat, gathering him to cruise over the jump.
Good boy!
Well done. Good.
Wow.
You'd think such a serious athlete would adopt a serious attitude, like those Olympic gymnasts in training who barely crack a grin. But Elise isn't like those girls. Even when she's working hard and caked in dirt and sweat, she's got a big smile on her face, and it gets even wider when all four of Snitch's feet leave the ground.
Four, five. Good girl!
After the lesson, I follow Elise back to the barn where she takes off Snitch's tack before brushing him down. We talk about her dream to someday go to the Olympics and why, at least to her, it's worth all the effort.
I want to go as big as I can go with my horses.
What does that mean to you?
If they can like jump that high and they're comfortable with it, then do it, but not overwork them. Just want to have fun.
When you see a rider and you watch the Olympics on TV or you see a professional rider, do you think that that could be you?
Yeah, definitely.
Elise Lesko might be just 10, and there's no doubt that she's an elite athlete in the making, future Olympian or not. But as she snaps a purple rope to Snitch's halter, she sticks out her tongue at him before leading him to his stall for the night. In that moment, Elise is something a little bit easier to relate to. She's just a little girl with a pony. For Word of Mouth, this is Rebecca Lavoie.